pylon, they gained her bosom, and she felt her two breasts pointing up to them, their nipples hard as coral, but sensitive as lips to his approaching touch. And now his warm palms were holding each breast as a cup, clasping it, modeling it, softly kneading it. And as he whispered to her, like the bread of the angels, an instant more, and his tongue had left her fainting mouth and was twisting like a soft pink snake about each breast in turn, passing from one to the other till his lips had closed on the nipples, sucking them with tender gluttony. Then, suddenly, he drew back her wrapper entirely and whispered, I want you all so that my eyes can see all that my lips can't cover. And in that moment, she was free, lying before him in her fresh, young nakedness, and feeling that indeed his eyes were covering it with fiery kisses. But Mr. Palmato was never idle, and while this sensation flashed through her, one of his arms had slipped under her back and wound itself around her so that his hand again enclosed around her left breast. At the same moment, the other hand softly separated her legs and began to slip up the old path it had so often traveled in darkness. But now it was light. She was uncovered and looking downward beyond his dark, silver-sprinkled head. She could see her own parted knees and outstretched ankles and feet.